Some of the journalists who have fled Iraq have landed in Jordan at a new satellite television channel. It's staffed largely by Iraqi exiles. And as NPR's Deborah Amos reports from Amman, the violence in Iraq is a major part of the programming.
This is Babila TV, the latest channel to compete for an Iraqi audience. The studios are modest, in a rundown Jordanian neighborhood where rents are cheap. Fadi El-Adin is the technical advisor for the newscasts, which are all about the latest bomb blasts.
We are making now a news summary.
The news hosts are familiar. Zahar Al-Asili, in a powder blue pantsuit, was a TV host during Saddam's time. She left Iraq 18 months ago after death threats forced her out.
There is no security, and we, the media, have been threatened. Especially that my name is known in Baghdad.
Violence is the theme here, too, in an editing room with a bank of monitors. Tarek Al-Azawi, an Iraqi doctor turned actor, is working on a movie.
Okay, this is the film about the kidnapping. It's an important subject now in Iraq, kidnapping the people. This is like the smallest, short story.
Most of the scenes are in the trunk of a car. The main character prepares to defeat his captors with a sharpened screwdriver and kickboxing skills. And there's an Iraqi general here. Muntada Al-Samarai prepares for an interview on a program with this intriguing title.
It is named Secrets which Are Not Disclosed Yet.
The secrets he intends to disclose, secret prisons and torture chambers, he says, and the Iraqis who ran them.
The beginnings and the formations of the death squads.
Al-Samarai, a Sunni, joined the Iraqi government in 2004. He was the head of special forces at the Interior Ministry. He first made allegations about Shiite death squads in 2005 after 169 men who'd been tortured were discovered by U.S. troops in an Interior Ministry building. Samarai left Iraq soon after because of death threats. He says his appearance on Babila TV is a way to disclose the files he took with him when he left Iraq. For Samarai, documenting the death squads has become a mission. He discovered the torture chambers by accident, he says, while still a government official. He would follow up on men he knew had been arrested and find their tortured bodies in the morgue.
And we go to the morgue, we see them in these positions that you see.
You took the photographs. You went to the morgue and you took the photographs.
Yes.
At his home in Amman, Samarai flips through the photos. His pictures prompted U.S. officers to demand a government investigation. But the abuse has not stopped, says Samarai. He now runs a website, publishes documents from others who have left Iraq's Interior Ministry.
So each one, and this is the story. Each one has a story.
Samarai knows the names and details of every case.
And all of them are Sunnis. And they were all killed in similar ways. By using the drill. By the acid. And some had their eyes popped. And some of them, their skin was removed.
General Samarai shows these photographs on Babila TV. His television appearances have put him in touch with Iraqi families missing a son or a father. He shares information on how and where they died. Deborah Amos, NPR News.